An alle Aufsichtspersonen. Verteilen Sie jetzt die Aufgabenbogen für die BMP im Fach Englisch. An die Kandidatinnen und Kandidaten. Beschriften Sie jetzt das Deckblatt der Prüfung. Achtung! Lesen Sie die Aufgaben erst, wenn der englische Text beginnt. Berufsmaturität Wirtschaft 2025. Englisch Serie A und B. Sie können jetzt zur ersten Aufgabe gehen. This part of the examination consists of two different listening comprehension tasks. There will be pauses before and after each task to give you time to read the questions and to check your answers. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. Bollywood Celebrity Manager. In the first part of the test, you will hear Aruna Chandra talk about her work as a movie celebrity manager in Bollywood, the Indian film industry. As you listen, fill in the gaps 1 to 11 in the notes below. In some gaps, more than one word is necessary for a complete answer. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at task 1. Ready?
My name is Aruna Chandra and I'm 34 years old. I work as a celebrity manager and agent at a talent management agency called StarAct, based in Mumbai, India. My regular day at work begins with an internal meeting with all the other movie celebrity managers at our agency. I'm head of the movie celebrity management division, so I start by getting updates from all the other managers. For the rest of the day, I meet filmmakers or work on creating brands on behalf of the movie celebrities I represent. These are mostly actors in the Indian film industry, known as Bollywood. Every month, we have meetings with the celebrity themselves to keep track of their acting careers and their media presence in general and to plan new strategies. On weekdays, I make it a priority to visit my clients on their film sets and spend some time with the production crews. As their manager, I'm like an extension of the celebrity, so I need to build relationships with the people they work with. Ours is an extremely competitive and demanding job. We're responsible for people's careers. Poor work on our part can result in a celebrity missing an important opportunity. In a stressful job like this, the support of colleagues and a cheerful work environment keep me motivated. I have great colleagues. Even if we have only a half hour off all day, we spend it together. The annual office party during Diwali, India's Festival of Lights, is legendary. There are prizes for the best dressed man and woman and other contests. We have a company culture of staying fit, which is crucial for this profession. I do some form of physical activity at least 5 times a week. Every morning or evening, either a gym workout or an hour jogging or stretching. My mobile phone is switched off during that 1 hour. It's the only time of the day that I'm unreachable. I've wanted to be part of the entertainment business since I was 15 years old. While I was studying for my master's at the Institute of Communications in Mumbai, I worked as an assistant on a film and also on a TV show, and I helped to cast to choose the actors for a few advertisements. My plan was to get into film production, but instead, I discovered celebrity management, a new field in 2005. I needed a job and an agency had a vacancy, so I jumped at the chance. Within 6 months, I knew it was what I wanted to do. There have been several other unforgettable moments and events. In 2014, I was the youngest in a team of 14 people from our agency traveling to Tampa, Florida, for the IIFA. Those are the International Indian Film Awards. The contingent included top Bollywood stars. It was a great learning experience to work 24/7 with established and new artists and to find out how international award shows function. This is a high-pressure profession. Especially in the early years, the salary doesn't compensate for the crazy hours and hard work. If you're not driven by passion, it can be difficult to cope and you will be bypassed. But you also have to be patient and empathetic. An actor's job is lonely. We're not just their agents and managers, but also their support system and even an extension, you could say, of their family.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
My name is Aruna Chandra and I'm 34 years old. I work as a celebrity manager and agent at a talent management agency called StarAct, based in Mumbai, India. My regular day at work begins with an internal meeting with all the other movie celebrity managers at our agency. I'm head of the movie celebrity management division, so I start by getting updates from all the other managers. For the rest of the day, I meet filmmakers or work on creating brands on behalf of the movie celebrities I represent. These are mostly actors in the Indian film industry, known as Bollywood. Every month, we have meetings with the celebrity themselves to keep track of their acting careers and their media presence in general and to plan new strategies. On weekdays, I make it a priority to visit my clients on their film sets and spend some time with the production crews. As their manager, I'm like an extension of the celebrity, so I need to build relationships with the people they work with. Ours is an extremely competitive and demanding job. We're responsible for people's careers. Poor work on our part can result in a celebrity missing an important opportunity. In a stressful job like this, the support of colleagues and a cheerful work environment keep me motivated. I have great colleagues. Even if we have only a half hour off all day, we spend it together. The annual office party during Diwali, India's Festival of Lights, is legendary. There are prizes for the best dressed man and woman and other contests. We have a company culture of staying fit, which is crucial for this profession. I do some form of physical activity at least 5 times a week, every morning or evening, either a gym workout or an hour jogging or stretching. My mobile phone is switched off during that 1 hour. It's the only time of the day that I'm unreachable. I've wanted to be part of the entertainment business since I was 15 years old. While I was studying for my master's at the Institute of Communications in Mumbai, I worked as an assistant on a film and also on a TV show, and I helped to cast, to choose the actors for, a few advertisements. My plan was to get into film production, but instead, I discovered celebrity management, a new field in 2005. I needed a job and an agency had a vacancy, so I jumped at the chance. Within 6 months, I knew it was what I wanted to do. There have been several other unforgettable moments and events. In 2014, I was the youngest in a team of 14 people from our agency traveling to Tampa, Florida, for the IIFA. Those are the International Indian Film Awards. The contingent included top Bollywood stars. It was a great learning experience to work 24/7 with established and new artists and to find out how international award shows function. This is a high-pressure profession. Especially in the early years, the salary doesn't compensate for the crazy hours and hard work. If you're not driven by passion, it can be difficult to cope and you will be bypassed. But you also have to be patient and empathetic. An actor's job is lonely. We're not just their agents and managers, but also their support system and even an extension, you could say, of their family.
This is the end of task one. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to task two. Task two, living in the Iron Age. In the second part of the test, you will hear a radio presenter interviewing a participant in a recent episode of the reality TV series Time Travelers. For questions 1 to 7, mark the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at task 2. Ready?
Barbara, welcome. So, what was it like to travel back in time?
Well, we all had to live in an Iron Age village in a very remote area of Wales for 7 weeks in October and November. We had no electricity, no central heating, no water from a tap, no toilets or showers. We had to live in mud huts. The challenge was to see whether normal people like us, who are used to our modern 21st century way of life, could actually adapt to living in the way our ancestors did 2,500 years ago. It was not easy. Out of the 4 families who started the project, 5 people had dropped out by the end, 3 adults and 2 children.
What was the toughest part for you of the whole experience?
Well, I thought I would miss luxuries like a cappuccino coffee and chocolate. I did miss my morning cup of good old English tea and my cornflakes for breakfast. But no, actually, the thing I found hardest to cope with was the lack of light. In modern life, we are used to having light at the flick of a switch at any time of the day or night. We just take it for granted. So the evenings, nights, and early mornings, especially in November. Well, it was just pitch black most of the time. I never really got used to that.
Now, you mentioned chocolate, a typical modern snack between meals. Did Iron Age people eat snacks like we do?
Well, obviously not the Mars bars and snacks we are used to. And Iron Age people almost certainly had larger meals with a hefty meat content. No vegetarians then. So perhaps they didn't feel the urge to snack as we do. But it is well possible that they ate nuts and dried fruit between meals. I mean, why not? They would have been plentiful and all around them.
So what did you do during the day? Or did you get bored?
No, not at all. There were plenty of routine daily jobs, such as looking after all the animals, making bread, keeping the fires going, fetching water. So all those survival jobs, if you like. What I liked was the fact that how you looked, how you dressed, wasn't the issue it is in our modern lives. That was partly because keeping warm and dry were the key factors that determined what we all wore.
Did you get any free time then?
Well, after the evening meal, we all gathered around a fire and told stories and sang and played music together. In our modern lives, we just switch on the television or stream a series or listen to music. But in our Iron Age village, we were on our own, you know, left to our own devices, as we say. I mean, we had to make our own instruments if we wanted music. It wasn't easy, but it was great fun. And I can tell you, people discovered talents they never knew they had.
Did the Iron Age world look different to today's world?
Well, yes, that is a good question. The colours of building materials, of our clothes, of the tools and other things we used in our daily lives, the colours were all much more subdued. None of the bright and varied colours in clothes or books or products that we are so used to. Just lots of rather drab and often damp greens, browns and greys of well nature. I think for that reason, I began to notice and really appreciate the rare bright colours of a flower or a bird, caught perhaps in the sunlight. Much more, I think.
Yes, well, after 7 weeks, you could return to the bright lights of the 21st century. What have you taken away from the whole experience?
Well, I don't think I will ever forget what it was like to go without a hot shower for nearly 2 months. Goodness knows what I smelled like. But all told, it was a tremendous and, to be honest, very valuable experience. We all did so much together because we had to. I think so much of modern life is solitary. We have lost a lot of that shared togetherness that people had in the past.
Barbara, certainly food for thought there. Sadly, we don't have time.
Now listen again and check your answers. Ready?
Barbara, welcome. So, what was it like to travel back in time?
Well, we all had to live in an Iron Age village in a very remote area of Wales for 7 weeks in October and November. We had no electricity, no central heating, no water from a tap, no toilets or showers. We had to live in mud huts. The challenge was to see whether normal people like us, who are used to our modern 21st century way of life, could actually adapt to living in the way our ancestors did 2,500 years ago. It was not easy. Out of the four families who started the project, five people had dropped out by the end, three adults and two children.
What was the toughest part for you of the whole experience?
Well, I thought I would miss luxuries like a cappuccino coffee and chocolate. I did miss my morning cup of good old English tea and my cornflakes for breakfast. But no, actually, the thing I found hardest to cope with was the lack of light. In modern life, we are used to having light at the flick of a switch at any time of the day or night. We just take it for granted. So the evenings, nights, and early mornings, especially in November. Well, it was just pitch black most of the time. I never really got used to that.
Now, you mentioned chocolate, a typical modern snack between meals. Did Iron Age people eat snacks like we do?
Well, obviously not the Mars bars and snacks we are used to. And Iron Age people almost certainly had larger meals with a hefty meat content. No vegetarians then. So perhaps they didn't feel the urge to snack as we do. But it is well possible that they ate nuts and dried fruit between meals. I mean, why not? They would have been plentiful and all around them.
So what did you do during the day? Or did you get bored?
No, not at all. There were plenty of routine daily jobs, such as looking after all the animals, making bread, keeping the fires going, fetching water. So all those survival jobs, if you like. What I liked was the fact that how you looked, how you dressed, wasn't the issue it is in our modern lives. That was partly because keeping warm and dry were the key factors that determined what we all wore.
Did you get any free time then?
Well, after the evening meal, we all gathered around a fire and told stories and sang and played music together. In our modern lives, we just switch on the television or stream a series or listen to music. But in our Iron Age village, we were on our own, you know, left to our own devices, as we say. I mean, we had to make our own instruments if we wanted music. It wasn't easy, but it was great fun. And I can tell you, people discovered talents they never knew they had.
Did the Iron Age world look different to today's world?
Well, yes, that is a good question. The colours of building materials, of our clothes, of the tools and other things we used in our daily lives, the colours were all much more subdued. None of the bright and varied colours in clothes or books or products that we are so used to. Just lots of rather drab and often damp. Greens, browns and greys of, well, nature. I think for that reason, I began to notice and really appreciate the rare bright colours of a flower or a bird, caught perhaps in the sunlight. Much more, I think.
Yes, well, after 7 weeks, you could return to the bright lights of the 21st century. What have you taken away from the whole experience?
Well, I don't think I will ever forget what it was like to go without a hot shower for nearly 2 months. Goodness knows what I smelled like. But all told, it was a tremendous and, to be honest, very valuable experience. We all did so much together because we had to. I think so much of modern life is solitary. We have lost a lot of that shared togetherness that people had in the past.
Barbara, certainly food for thought there. Sadly, we don't have time.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test. You may now proceed to complete the remaining parts of the test.